Under the proposed program, businesses that donate to scholarship organizations for high school students would get a tax break. Its backers say that the state would make the lost tax dollars back because it would save money for every student who left public schools for private ones. The bill has the support of the entire Republican leadership, and there's little doubt that it will make it through the legislature. But even so, opponents gave lively debate on the floor of the Senate. Manchester Democrat Lou D'Alessandro argued that public schools already don't have enough money, and this bill would squeeze them further.
If we defray contributions by creating tax deductions, every school meeting will deny schools further appropriations. Happened in my district this year.
But that line is unlikely to convince the supporters of the bill, who say the competitive effect would actually make public schools better. Senator Jim Luther says that New Hampshire needs to look at new approaches to improve education.
Our results of students' performance versus other nations is lagging. We aren't even in the top 10 anymore. We're almost below 20th.
So Democrats are also questioning the bill's constitutionality. The bill's prime sponsor, Stratford Senator Jim Forsyth, says there's case law in other states that shows a constitutional review is unnecessary.
If we start to question whether or not a tax credit is government money, all of a sudden we're looking at donations to charities. Donations to your church would be subject to that kind of scrutiny, and I don't think anybody agrees with that.
But New Hampshire's constitution is unique. Marcus Hearn, a law professor at UNH, thinks that Forsyth's bill is on shaky ground. That's because the New Hampshire Constitution forbids sending tax dollars to religious schools.
Well, we also have over 100 years of cases that say when you're giving a credit or an exemption, that it has to be something that you could write a check for if you chose to do it that way.
He says it would be illegal for the state to write a check to a religious school, and so it can't direct tax break-funded scholarships that way either. But what does Hearn think about all of the case law that the bill's sponsor cited?
The proponents of this bill, you know, they cite court cases in other states. Arizona, for instance, has had a ruling.
Absolutely useless. So, the New Hampshire Constitution on taxes is unique.
Of course, that's just one lawyer's opinion, and it would be up to the New Hampshire Supreme Court to make that decision. Democratic Senator Molly Kelly thinks in light of these unanswered questions, asking the court for an opinion is simply a good idea.
I just think it's reasonable. I think it's appropriate. I actually think it's smart, because otherwise we set ourselves up for additional cost.
Kelly is worried about costs because if lawmakers create a credit and a year later it's found unconstitutional, the state would have to somehow get all of its tax dollars back. While Senator Kelly may not mind waiting for a court opinion, the bill's sponsor is anxious to get it out the door. Forsyth was asked what the harm would be to get the court's opinion.
I think it sets a dangerous precedent if we start asking for Supreme Court rulings on anything that, any one person has an objection to, mainly probably because they disagree with the policy.
But also, both houses are running up against their deadlines to act on new bills, and Forsyth has announced that he won't be running for office again next year. The bill passed in the Senate 15-9, without requiring a constitutional review. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.